meeting with the Iraqi prime minister, saying that Mosul will be declared fully liberated in just a few days. Have a listen.
We will announce soon the final victory over the enemy Daesh in Nineveh province and in Mosul city in particular, God willing. Very little has remained and Daesh will announce its full defeat. They blew up the mosque, which was the starting point of them. It is supposed that one cherishes the place that shows one's starting point. They blew it up now and destroyed it, and by that they announced their defeat. God willing, we will remove their traces in Iraq and we will rebuild all the historical landmarks.
Haider al-Abadi made the comments as Iraqi forces continue to fight Daesh terrorists in their last stronghold in Mosul's old city. As special forces are now pushing into Bab al-Bid neighborhood, which appears to be the final major battle with the Takfiri group. Earlier, Daesh terrorists blew up Mosul's landmark al-Nuri Mosque and its famous leaning minaret. Explosion took place as Iraqi forces are advancing to within just 50 meters of the 840-year-old mosque. In the summer of 2014, Daesh used this historic landmark to proclaim its so-called caliphate in Iraq and Syria. And joining us now out of Phoenix, Arizona, is Mr. Mike Harris, editor at Veterans Today. Hello, Mr. Harris. Thanks for joining us on the program. Now, your thoughts, please, on this battle to liberate Mosul finally reaching an end, and what you think this means for the future now in this battle against Daesh.
Well, let me congratulate the people of Iraq for finally liberating Mosul. This is a major watershed event for them, and my heartiest congratulations for defeating this terrible plague that has been inflicted upon them. For the people of Iraq, this is a big deal. This is a good thing. And my advice I would give to the people of Iraq and to the people of Syria would be to coordinate your efforts against the terrorism, because these are outside fighters being brought in, and you both have your national sovereignty at stake. Please work together. Don't give the terrorists any rest, any quarter. Hunt them down, drive them out, do whatever it takes to eliminate this from your midst at whatever cost.
But it seems like such a huge challenge. It's easier on the surface to say, but how would Baghdad and Damascus and the people of these two nations put this into practice?
Well, they should, you know, pick up the phone and talk to each other, some face-to-face meetings, some joint training exercises with the Syrian Arab Army and the Iraqi Army. All of these things would teach them how to work together. Each group can stay on their own respective sides of the border, but learn how to coordinate it. So if the Syrians have the terrorists on the retreat, then the Iraqis are there to meet the terrorists and give the terrorists no rest, no quarter.
And right now, with the morale being high with the liberation of Mosul, how do you think that'll play out? I mean, it should actually, you know, give a lot of impetus to something like that taking place with a high morale in the Iraqi, both in Baghdad and among the Iraqi people.
Oh, I think the morale is the key here. The Iraqi people have been through so much over the past 25 years, starting with the U.S. invasion. This has been awful on them. And to be able to expel and terminate these terrorists, this is a big deal. This brings back peace and tranquility. This is why you fight a war to defend your country, is to not allow that type of terrorist activity to occur. And again, congratulations to the people of Iraq for defeating the terrorists in Mosul. This is a big deal.
They've been through a tremendous bit. Okay, thank you, Mr. Mike Harris, once again for joining us on the program. Editor at Veterans Today, joining us out of sunny Phoenix, Arizona.